Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and you can check out How to Do Everything, the new podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, how to perform mouth-to-beak resuscitation. Because you need to know. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is James from Somerville, Mass.
Hey, Somerville, one of my favorite places. What do you do there?
Up until about 2 weeks ago, I worked in market research, and the moment I looked for a job.
Oh, I see. did you quit their job to pursue your dream, which is looking for another job?
Unfortunately, no. That would have been my dream. It would have made things a lot easier.
Yeah.
But no, just typical layoff stuff. So right now, yeah, back on the market.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a big winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first limerick.
I cannot say no thank you to pork, and my pasta I twirl with much torque. But my eating tool size has a pleasant surprise. I eat less when I have a big...
spork?
Did you just say spork? I admire your ingenuity, but you're overcomplicating this. Want another guess?
Let's see.
Were you raised in a prison? I'm not sure. Or perhaps a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise, I believe. They have sporks. It's just an interesting first choice. Let's hear the limerick again, and I'm sure you'll get it. Here we go.
I cannot say no thank you to pork, and my pasta I twirl with much torque. But my eating tool size has a pleasant surprise. I eat less when I have a big...
I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a lot like a spork, but less versatile.
It's a fork.
A fork, yes. Big news in weight loss. According to research from the University of Utah, people eat less if they use bigger forks. They say bigger forks trick your body into thinking you're eating more, so you take fewer bites, feel fuller sooner. While using a small fork makes you eat more quickly in order to make up for having such a tiny, pathetic little fork. One downside to the big fork diet, you will lose a bit of dignity when you sit down to dinner with your trident. Here, spork, he said. Here is your next limerick.
This bar is male-centered, I fear. When will brews for us mamas appear? Barley and hops isn't only for pops. We gals need our own kind of...
beer.
Yes, it is beer. Well done. Although I thought with your record you were going to go with Zima Clear Malt. No, it's beer. Ladies, ever thought, this beer is good, but it's just not pink or sparkly enough for me? Well, thanks to the Molson Coors Brewing Company, you'll soon be able to order from a line of, quote, lady lagers called Anime. Because, ladies, if you've ever seen a beer commercial, you know if anybody understands you, it's beer companies. The new lady beer has been specially formulated to help you all bounce in slow motion on your trampolines. All right, here's your last limerick.
I let baked goods go waft through the vent. And the shopper's dough soon will be spent. Folks are led by the nose, and my profit just grows. I'm plying my wares with a...
Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
I let baked goods go waft through the vent, and the shopper's dough soon will be spent. Folks are led by the nose, and my profit just grows. I'm plying my wares with a...
scent.
Yes, scent. In an effort to get shoppers to buy more, supermarket chains around the country are turning to something called smell marketing. Machines throughout the store release delicious and artificial food smells because, as we all know, smelling bacon leads to buying bacon. System isn't perfect, though. Shoppers in the cereal aisle are finding out that Captain Crunch spent a really, really long time at sea. Carl, how did James do in our quiz?
James, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Thanks so much for playing, James. Good luck to you.
All right. Bye. You smell good, like a magazine. You smell good. Oh, advertisement. Like a soda machine. You know you